Wake Up theme song, reminding you it's time again for Moments of Melody. Although the human heart is but a hollow muscular organ placed obliquely within the chest and weighing only around 8 to 12 ounces, it controls the very flow of life itself. According to a recent report from a well-known insurance company, the better informed one becomes concerning his heart and its functions, the more he can do to give it the care it deserves. A healthy heart, they claim, is one of the strongest organs in our body. By avoiding sudden or prolonged exertion, watching our diet, avoiding overweight, and getting sufficient sleep and rest, we can protect our hearts. Spiritually speaking, heart trouble is nothing new. God realized many thousands of years ago that it was man's chief problem. He gave the diagnosis and prescribed the cure. The diagnosis: the heart is inherently wicked and alienated from God. We read in Jeremiah, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" In St. Matthew's Gospel we read, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies." The cure? A work of regeneration in your heart through Jesus Christ. Rebirth, conversion, salvation, whatever you choose to call it. It's a mystery. But it is glorious in its power to change lives, infuse new purposes and values, and guarantee with boldness and assurance a peace of mind which passes understanding, and a hope of eternal life after death in the presence of God Himself. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me," Jesus Christ. God says, "A new heart will I give you. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." And then there's the prayer of David, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." St. Paul writing to the Philippians, "But I hope in Jesus Christ that it will not be long before I can send Timothy to you, and then I shall be cheered by a first-hand account of you and your doing. I have nobody else with a genuine interest in your well-being. All the others seem to be wrapped up in their own affairs and do not really care for the business of Jesus Christ. But you know how Timothy has proved his worth, working with me for the gospel like a son with a father. I hope to send him to you as soon as I can tell how things will work out for me. But God gives me some hope that it will not be long before I am able to come myself as well." Wrapped up in their own affairs. Well, that really describes so many people today. They need new hearts, new desires. If yours is heart trouble, spiritual heart trouble, get rid of it today. God says, "Give me thine heart." Pray as David did, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me."